The first time I heard the name Jesus, I was 4 years old. And I was told that he died on a tree for me to be set free and live with him for all eternity. But what does that mean? I didn't see my need. But I said yes to Jesus for eternal life insurance, but I never had assurance that my heart was fully his yet. I believed my works could save me and place me in right standing, so I strive for perfection, which proved to be demanding, and I thought, there must be more. So I looked out to the world to fulfill this hole within, seeking the approval of others and the affections of men, and I starved my body to be beautiful and thin, and when I hid my sin, my bones wasted away. I was in bondage and broken. I was ashamed. I didn't know where to look, so I turned to the book of life, which says that God demonstrates his love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died. That's when the gravity of my sin and depravity, it finally grabbed me. I saw God's love lavishing, for I was an enemy of God, yet he died for me. How could I not see that the free gift of grace was extended to me? And it was there that I laid down my life at the foot of the cross, but my faith, it still wavered like the sea that is driven and tossed. For even as believers, we endure trials and loss. And anyone in this room can know and see that this world is broken and lost. When did a mother's body become an innocent life's tomb? Such wickedness and darkness can take the breath out of this room. And I can get angry and confused as I felt my baby leave my womb and I wanted that life. Sometimes seems like trials and hardship pile high at the same time as I grieved a miscarriage. I watched my mom with mental illness slowly lose her mind. My dreams of being a mom and having one seemed to leave me far behind. My grief and my sadness and my anger had grown as I tried to carry this burden all on my own, and sorrow overwhelmed me like I never known, and I couldn't shake the ache of feeling alone. But my Bible says that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. He saves those crushed in spirit. His pursuit is unrelenting. He is faithful. He never quits, for his love is real and deep and personal and wild. Of course, out of anyone, he understands what it's like to lose a child. And when I ask, where is God? I remember the cross where he reconciled me back to him. Yes, sorrow, it may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. We're not abandoned here in loneliness and injustice or in mourning, because I've read the book and I know the end of the story. Jesus is coming back soon in all his beauty and all his glory, where every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess his name. For Jesus is alive. He's conquered death and the grave, and that's why I can stand here and say that I'm a child of God and I'm no longer a slave.